Today is Monday, January 4th. What to know about a controversial recorded phone call as President Trump tells a top election official to find more votes for him. And there's a new Congress now in place, but only an hour in, it got off to a shaky start. Plus, new laws starting in the new year. The pet food you need to throw out right now. And the newest streaming service with more content than any other. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New year, new Congress. Some of the people you voted for in November are now taking over. The 117th Congress is now in session. New and re-elected members of Congress were sworn into office yesterday. And this Congress is the most diverse yet. At least 121 women and 124 people of color are set to take office. But some things will stay the same. For starters, Nancy Pelosi was re-elected as House Speaker. And in her first speech of the new session, she spoke about how this might be the most difficult of her four terms in that leadership role, pointing to the unprecedented challenges brought on by the pandemic. Also, Congress is just as divided as ever. Only about an hour into the new session, and some Democrats and Republicans got into a shouting match in the House. One NBC News reporter said it was over two incoming Republicans who refused to wear masks on the House floor despite COVID-19 protocols. Over in the Senate, the new session was smaller, shorter, and quieter. Tomorrow is the next big election day in Georgia. It will be the last chance for Georgia voters to decide who they want representing them in the U.S. Senate. And the results of the two Georgia races on Tuesday will have an impact nationwide, determining which political party will have the majority and therefore more control in the U.S. Senate this year. Remember, both of Georgia's Senate seats are up for grabs again because the November races were so close that state law required essentially a redo, known as runoff elections. And because the winners will have a big impact on the Senate, both President Trump and President-elect Biden are holding events today. Biden is campaigning for the two Democratic candidates, the Reverend Raphael Warnock and documentary filmmaker John Ossoff. And President Trump is holding a rally there for the two Republican incumbents, Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. But all the while, Trump is also calling Georgia's election systems into question, both publicly on Twitter and beyond. In fact, President Trump is now heard on a recorded phone call with Georgia's top election official. The hour-long call was released by The Washington Post. In it, Trump tells Georgia's Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, that he actually won the state by hundreds of thousands of votes, but he just needs Raffensperger to, quote, find 11,780 votes. That number he mentioned was Biden's margin of victory in Georgia. The president pointed to a couple theories like voting machine tampering and ballot shredding. To that, both Raffensperger and his lawyer said, no, those theories are not true. Trump went on, though, warning on the call that there could be criminal consequences if Raffensperger did not act, though he didn't get into specifics. Now, some top Democrats are calling for criminal investigations, not into Georgia officials, but into that very phone call, with critics arguing Trump illegally pressured an election official. Some legal scholars told the Post that, yes, the Justice Department might see Trump's comments as an attempt at extortion. But others said investigators would likely let it slide, since Trump is an outgoing president and won't be in power much longer. But so far, no official investigation has been announced, and Republican lawmakers have stayed mostly quiet about the call for now. It's official now. Congress has gone against a veto from President Trump for the first time in Trump's 4 years. The U.S. Senate joined the House by overwhelmingly voting to override Trump's veto of the defense spending bill. So despite President Trump's objections, the defense bill is now law. And this one does a variety of things, including giving service members pay raises. But Trump did not like the measure for a few other reasons. For example, it gets rid of Confederate names from military bases and adds new restrictions to the president's ability to lower troop levels overseas or move around other military money. Trump also wanted to use the bill to get rid of certain legal protections for tech companies. But enough lawmakers from both parties ignored those complaints and voted for the bill once again, so it passed. With the new year, expect new unfortunate COVID-19 records in the U.S. Already, December brought the highest number of COVID-19 cases and deaths of any month since the pandemic began. And experts expect the numbers will keep going up in the coming weeks after recent holiday gatherings. Overall, more than 351,000 Americans have died from the virus. That data is from Johns Hopkins University, and the CDC shows similar numbers. But President Trump said he doesn't believe it, calling the death toll, quote, far exaggerated. To that, the government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told ABC News, quote, those are real numbers, real people, and real deaths. Also, the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, told CNN he too has no reason to doubt the numbers. Meanwhile, today, the first second doses of a COVID-19 vaccine are going out across the U.S. Yep, the healthcare workers who got the Pfizer shot on day one are now due for their next shot today. And with that, they'll be fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. But of course, there are still hundreds of millions of Americans left unvaccinated. And unfortunately, the vaccine rollout is so far going slower than expected. The government had hoped to have the first shots reach 20 million people by the end of 2020, but that number ended up being just over 4.2 million people. At this pace, it would take the U.S. 9 years to get the whole population vaccinated. But the U.S. Surgeon General says it's picking up now, and the slow start was in part due to so many healthcare workers being off for the holidays. Some local officials also say healthcare workers are so overwhelmed with treating COVID-19 patients and testing for it right now that there aren't enough workers focused only on vaccinating people. Either way, President-elect Biden, who is set to take over later this month, says he wants to ramp up the pace to at least 1 million shots per day. And some health experts, like Dr. Anthony Fauci, say that is doable in this new year. To be continued. All right, we have much more news still ahead. But first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Rothy's. Make your mark in the new year with chic, comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Rothy's is always up to date with what's in style, and they come in a constantly changing variety of colors, prints, and patterns. For me, it's great to buy shoes and bags that I know are fashionable now and will last longer than just 1 year in both style and quality. I still love and wear the Rothy's flats I got last winter. I can throw them on with almost any outfit, and they're hands down the most comfortable flats I've ever worn. Plus, I can just toss them in the washing machine for a quick refresh whenever I need. And perhaps you have a goal this year to buy more sustainable products. Well, Rothy's has you covered, not only because they'll last a long time, but also because their shoes and accessories are made out of plastic water bottles. Rothy's truly prioritizes sustainability every step of the way. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now, back to the news. It's a new year, and that means there are a slew of new laws rolling out across the country. In fact, many of them went into effect on January 1st. Here are a few. First off, Hawaii is now the first state in the nation to ban the sale and distribution of certain kinds of sunscreens. It's no longer allowing sunscreens that include the chemicals oxybenzone and octinoxate that can harm coral reefs and other forms of marine life. Meanwhile, Delaware is now the 8th state in the nation to ban plastic bags. And in Florida, ABC News reports greyhound racing is now illegal. Also in Arizona and Virginia, you can be pulled over and ticketed for simply holding a cell phone behind the wheel, whether you're talking, texting or not. Also, 20 states, including Arizona, California, New York and Massachusetts, officially raised their statewide minimum wage on January 1st. Another four, as well as Washington, D.C., are set to do the same later this year. There's an important pet food recall to tell you about. Several types of Sport Mix dog and cat food are being pulled off store shelves because they've been linked to the deaths of 28 dogs and made 8 others sick. The issue is one ingredient in the food. It's a mold byproduct called aflatoxin. It can build up in your pet's system and make them very sick or even kill them. Now the company says anyone who has the products in question should throw them away and sanitize their pet's food dishes. They should also monitor their pet for symptoms like fatigue, loss of appetite, and digestive issues. For more information on the recall, we put a link to the FDA in today's episode notes. Well, we now know Alabama and Ohio State will play for college football's national championship title. The top-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide secured its spot on Friday, New Year's Day, by beating Notre Dame 31-14 in the Rose Bowl. Then later in the evening, the Ohio State Buckeyes punched their ticket by overtaking Clemson 49-28 in the Sugar Bowl. Up next, these two teams will face off a week from today in the championship game. It's set to be played in Miami Gardens, Florida. Alex Trebek's final Jeopardy! Episodes are set to air this week. These will be the last 5 episodes with the iconic host. Trebek filmed them in late October, just weeks before he died from pancreatic cancer at the age of 80. This marks the end of an era for the popular game show. Trebek had hosted the show since 1984, taping more than 8,000 episodes over the last few decades. As of now, Jeopardy! Still has not announced who will replace him as a host, but starting next week, we'll start to see a slate of fill-ins. Discovery is launching a new streaming platform today. It's called Discovery Plus, and it'll, of course, include all sorts of content from the Discovery Channel. It'll also have shows from the Food Network, HGTV, TLC, Animal Planet, and others that are all Discovery-owned. Overall, people will be able to flip through thousands of hours of shows and documentaries. In fact, the platform says it'll have the largest ever content offering of any new streaming platform. It's $5 a month with commercials and $7 without. And some Verizon customers may be able to get free access. And that's it for your main news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today we're talking about what's happening with home prices. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Noom. Look, I'm not a fan of fad diets or get-fit-fast trends that just aren't very realistic. Well, Noom does not like that stuff either. Instead, Noom says it's based in psychology and wants to give you more knowledge so you can accomplish your personal health goals and stick with them in the long term. And Noom is clear that it's not just about losing weight. It's about a lifestyle and being able to replace your habits with healthier habits. In fact, more than 80% of Noomers finish the program, and more than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. Noom is forgiving, too, because they know we're all human. If you go off track a day, no worries, you can get back on track the next day. So if you want to try it out, you can sign up for your trial today at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom wants you to know there's a science to getting healthier. So again, sign up for your trial at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. If you want to learn how to live healthier, check out Noom at Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Well, if you're in the market for a new house, you might find they're more expensive now than they were a year ago. U.S. home prices have actually gone up at their fastest rate in more than 6 years. New data shows in October, they jumped nearly 8% compared to a year earlier. Analysts say the surge in home prices is due to strong demand and limited supply. The AP reports more Americans are looking to buy a house that fits their needs during the pandemic. For example, many people are now working from home, and they've brought other activities into their houses as well, like eating out, going to the movies, and exercising. So they want homes that have an office, bigger kitchen, or space to work out. But experts say the new lifestyle is not the only thing driving up home sales. Mortgage rates hit record lows in 2020, so people are fast-tracking their plans to buy to take advantage of that. Some cities have gotten far more expensive than others. Home prices shot up the most in places like Phoenix, Arizona, Seattle, Washington, and San Diego, California. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And you may have noticed our new look. We updated our podcast cover artwork for the new year. We hope you love it. And don't worry, we are still the same show. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.